going to make an argument to somebody else.
Well, now, what does a stream or a creek flow through? If it's a low place in the ground?
You call it a stream of water.
Do you call that little area anything, that drop off there?
We just call it little drop off or bottoms in the land. Little bottoms in the land. You know, you've seen land where it looks like a dip down in them?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they just called them little bottoms in their land.
So if it was about 10 feet deep and 10 feet wide, you just call it a little...
branch.
The branches flowing through?
Yeah, that the drainage of the field water goes in.
Now, and what about if there was a washed out place where you had a plowed field and the water washed it all away?
We call it washouts.
Oh, really? That'd be a washout.
That'd be what it had done to the soil that you had there. It takes all that soil away, wash it all the way down to the pure hard clay.
What does it leave? Just...
Yeah, it just leaves that clay there and it's no...
So it makes a what? In the ground?
It makes a ditch in there.
Well, have you ever heard, what's a gully?
Well, there's gullies too. Great old big gullies. I've seen big gullies made where they just washed out that way.
Oh, yes, sir. That's what makes a gully.
Yeah, that's what makes...
We talked the other day about some names of some creeks and streams around here. Did you think of any more?
No, I don't know none, but the river I turned towards you, Fort Rucker, and this river back over here. Columbia
River toward Fort Rucker.
That's Chattahoochee out there, I think.
Oh, yes, sir.
And this no here is Columbia River.
Oh, yes. If you're walking along, there's a rise in the land, you know, it goes up some.
A hill.
And can there be a little place on top of the hill?
No, water won't stand on the hill, you know, it drains off.
Well, have you ever, what do you open the door with?
A knob, bolt.
Well, now, a knob. Have you ever seen a knob on a hill?
No, I don't. Well, I have seen a little small, look like a mound on the hill.
What would you
call it? You'd call it either a mound or a knob, just whichever you wanted to. Some call it a mound, and I'd call it a knob if it wasn't very large.
Oh, yes. And what do you call something that's even bigger than a hill, that just rises up?
I'd call them mountains.
And on the side of a mountain, if it drops straight off, what would you call that?
A downfall side, or a sloping side.
Well, have you ever called it something, if it was a rocky side, it just dropped straight off, like a cliff?
Cliff? Rocky cliff is what some of them call it.
So you call it a rocky cliff?
That's what I'd call it. It had rocks on it.
And if there were two of them, it would be?
Two rocky cliffs.
If you had the cliffs, and then, that's what we're talking about, but let's talk about something else. Do you ever watch television, watch cowboy movies?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. When I'm sitting down, I'm not looking at the TV at everything.
Well, have you ever seen the cowboy movies where they cut a little place out in the handle of the gun?
Yeah.
What's that thing called? That place they cut out there?
The handle of the holster, what is that? No.
Well, if they cut a little place out of... Have you ever heard it called something like a knot?
Yeah, a notch in his gun. They've cut that in their gun. They cut them notches whenever they gain whatever they're doing.
Oh, really? Well, now, have you ever heard of a notch in the mountains?
Well, I ain't never been up in them mountains. I can't tell you about them mountains.
So you don't know?
No, I don't know nothing about them mountains.
So a pass between, opening place between the mountains, you'd call?
You'd call it a open space to go on.
Oh, okay.